It's February, which means Valentine's Day and my birthday are right around the corner. It might be the shortest month, but it's the best month. And if you're anything like me, you want the look and feel of luxury without the price tag. And y'all know, Quince is my one-stop shop for luxury essentials at affordable prices. Be still, my little Pisces heart. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices that are totally within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, a favorite of me and Mr. F for sure, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry. And then my newest obsession, their stylish packing cubes that make prepping for a weekend getaway a breeze. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with safe, ethical, and responsible factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, meaning that you can look and feel like $1 million without breaking the bank, something that definitely doesn't happen in MLM. Give yourself the luxury that you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/MLM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/MLM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/MLM. I know we often talk about big pyramid, but can we talk about big wireless for a second? If after years of overpaying for wireless, you're finally fed up from those wildly high wireless bills, bogus fees, and quote-unquote free perks that actually cost more in the long run, why not switch to Mint Mobile and keep your money where you can see it? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you from big wireless with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can even use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number, along with all of your contacts. It's a snap to switch. So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/aftermlm. That's mintmobile.com/aftermlm. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry systemically designed for you to fail. Join us as we dive into the real-life stories of survivors, experts, and advocates as we debunk the common myths and fallacies of cults, frauds, scams, and multi-level marketing. Hey, Hunbods and Hunbros, we have another MLM episode for you today. I think you're going to love it. It's really fun. We are talking about MLM FOMO. My guest today was a rep in Synagence, and if you were around when Synagence was going wild, you might really appreciate this episode. We go down some influencer rabbit holes, we go down some LuLaRoe rabbit holes, and we even talk a little bit about how church played a role in Lindsay's life before MLM. It's a really fun episode. I think you guys are going to love it. I don't have any content warnings for you, so enjoy, and we'll see you next week. Welcome back to another episode of Life After MLM. I know I always say that I'm excited. I need some new adjectives, but I am actually excited because today we are talking about an MLM that we have talked about previously in the past. And I love
just, I love talking about MLMs we don't talk about often. And so I'm excited for that. But also we're going to talk about the FOMO of joining, the FOMO of realizing maybe what you signed up for is kind of weird and you're not really sure if you did the right thing. And we're going to talk about convention and the ridiculous troll party that is an MLM convention. And I am just really happy to be having this conversation today. So I'd like to welcome to the show my guest, Lindsay. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I got my coffee. I got my water. We're going to do this. I'm excited to learn about your time in Cinegence. And for those of you who don't know about Cinegence, it's that lipstick that never comes off. And it was very, very, very popular. I don't know how popular it is now, but it was very, very popular for a good chunk of the late 2010s, specifically when I was in LuLaRoe as well. So I'm very familiar with this company. You guys saw my TikTok of my ridiculous MLM collection as I was cleaning. You know how many Cinegence lipsticks I had. I think there was like at least 20 or more. It's embarrassing.
Well, there's no way you can use all of them.
There's no way. There's no way. And I don't even wear lipstick. And this MLM got me so hard.
It is a novelty. Like, I mean, it is nice because one of the reasons a lot of people don't wear lipstick is because it comes off. So I can understand how as somebody who doesn't wear it, you could convince yourself that the reason you don't is because it comes off. And so then like, it would be super appealing and you're wearing cool, fancy leggings and like, they want you to look put together regardless of what you're doing. So like, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you guys were my big fish. Like between, it was a lot. I swapped a few times, like, you have these leggings I want and I have like, why not?
Yeah. And I was telling you before we hit record that for some reason, Cinegence was this MLM that a lot of the LuLaRoe huns also joined because there wasn't like the competition. It was okay. And Deanne loved when we wore lipstick. She was constantly like, never be caught without your lipstick. Just ridiculous. So she was so into it. She was so into the fact that we were buying lipstick and we were getting those people to buy LuLaRoe leggings and doing swaps. I mean, I had so much Cinegence. I went to Cinegence parties. I met like so many Cinegence reps. It was ridiculous. It was so there and I wasn't even in it. And I had so much Cinegence.
It was quick too, because like I had never heard about it. And then like, I swear to you, everybody was in it. Like it was nuts. I don't know. And sometimes I think that happens. Like, it just happens, like you notice it, like you get a car and you notice the same car everywhere. But I don't have any memory of seeing hundreds of people on my Facebook page selling. I'm still annoyed about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. I would still be annoyed about it too. I'm still a little annoyed about the whole MLM thing. That's why there's a show, right?
I know, right?
It's become my life, Lindsay. It's become my life. And yeah, for me, one of my questions specifically, and this is just my own grievance with Cinegence, is why is the packaging so bad? Do you know?
It's awful. And that's what I was saying earlier before we hit record about. So there was a time there was this lady who was like, yeah, the packaging is awful. The picture, the branding, all of it was really outdated and awful. And this woman like was taking actually like pictures of products and of the colors and of all the things and making them like available for distributors to have and use and whatever. Well, they made this big announcement, basically like it's against compliance to use anything that's not like Cinegence approved or like a photo of yourself and like find her or something. And I think eventually like wouldn't let her be a distributor anymore. And like, I couldn't understand it because like, I thought that she was like bettering things for them. And I couldn't understand why you would be so set in your like outdated old color scheme, packaging, branding. I didn't get it. I really truly was so confused. So like most people would take their own pictures because like the ones that are available are so ugly.
Yeah. It just seems really strange for a pyramid scheme to like pick and choose which labor they want to exploit from their workforce, right? They're like, you can advertise for free forever, but don't you dare try to make our shitty pictures better. That's against compliance. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't get it. I used to think like, okay, maybe the packaging is ugly because it's old, like they're whatever. And then we did get a little bit bigger they announced that they were like rebranding packaging. And so like new stuff would be rolling out in different packages. And then the packages were still ugly. They were so ugly. Like at no point did I look at that and go, that is high end makeup. I went, that is grandma's tacky makeup. Look at Joni though, the top of the freaking pyramid. She is not, I just am confused why that is the business model you're going for.
It like, it reminds me when you go to like CVS and they have that like as seen on TV section. Like I would feel like I would find like a Synergence lipstick and a gloss in like a big, huge, giant plastic packaging that doesn't need to, you know, it's just like this ridiculous. And it's like, this lipstick stays on forever. And like as seen on TV, like it just reminds me of an as seen on TV old grandma makeup. Like I remember my mom in the 80s used to have this Merle Norman makeup. I should really look into Merle Norman and see if they're still around. They probably are. But it was this horrifically old packaging and everything was like really old looking. And so when I see Synergence, especially now in like the 2020s, you would think that they would take some of that money and make the packaging better. If it's this company that's doing so well and they have all these reps and they're making all this money and it's, I know that Joni, because Megan Williams has told me that Joni's buying up an entire city and like turning it into like Synergenceville.
That's where 7R was in her city.
So she's got all this money. She could put a little bit into R&D. She could put a little bit into this.
They're old though. Like everybody in charge is also old. And so I think they're so disconnected from like the younger demographic that they don't even see how outdated their stuff is. I just like, it's very much like our government. Like they're just so old. They are so disconnected from the people down here. Like, I just don't think they even see it because their redesign was so outdated. I'm like, you don't see it. You don't get it, but it doesn't matter. They are making money because Joni's the top of the pyramid. She started this as a distributor.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize that. That a lot of MLM CEOs sit as customer number one. And not only are they getting their CEO salary every single year, like, oh, this is my salary as the person that runs this company, but they're also getting the bonus checks of being pyramid position number one on every single person, every single one.
Because I'm pretty sure if you just go to like the Synergence website and like sign up to be a distributor, it just like plugs you under Joni. Like I'm almost certain, and I could be wrong, so somebody could tell me I'm wrong, that's fine. But I'm almost certain that if you just go in, because it doesn't just like find you your own, I'm pretty sure that's how she maintains her pyramid.
Yeah, I've had enough ex-wives of former MLM CEOs email me to tell me that this is what's happening. Like my husband, my ex-husband, just so you know, he is pyramid person number one. Like not only is he getting his salary, but he is getting all of the bonuses on everybody as well. And you know, you think about it and you're like, well, yeah, like it seems obvious. Once you think about it, you're like, well, yeah, that makes sense. But I don't know, when the first time I heard that, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I sat for like 2 seconds and I was like, that makes sense, actually.
Right. Actually, I'm the dumb one for not realizing it sooner. Like, my bad.
Actually, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That connects so many things.
I remember being at conference and they're talking about, we're going to expand to this country. And I'm like, cool. And now I'm like, why? What?
Yeah. They want to expand globally, but they can't update their font.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
But you can't even update your stock. Like, we can't even buy lipstick, but we're going to other countries.
Right. So let's talk about that, because that's one of the two main things that we're going to talk about today is this frenzy buying, the panic buying, the FOMO, and then realizing that there isn't really anything to buy. And the way that they put things out that causes you to buy things you don't need, it's wild. I experienced it in LuLaRoe. I've heard other stories from other people. And I want to hear your experience with this happening in Synergence. So you join Synergence, and what happens?
So I joined Synergence in 2017. I have notes. I went through my emails and I, for some reason, I can see emails I sent, but I must have deleted stuff from my inbox. So I can't see anybody's replies, but it's helpful because I can see the things I sent when. And so like it helped me put dates together. But I signed up in April of 2017. I was getting married. I'm now divorced, so that's not a big deal. But I was getting married and I was like, I'm going to wear lipstick to my wedding. And this girl that I knew from somebody else was selling it. And so I had tried a couple. And then she was like, why don't you just sign up and then you can keep ordering the colors you want to try stuff or whatever. And I'm like, cool, that sounds great. I'll do that. I'm thinking, like, I'll just order a color like I'm doing now, try them until I find the one I want and call it a day. So I sign up under this girl who I still think I'm like the most mad at because of the like lie told to get me in. Like, that's so manipulative. Like, I don't know. And honestly, I am still Facebook friends with her and I almost went to go delete her a few weeks ago because she posted about Synogens again. But I kind of think I'm just going to wait and maybe I'll just share my podcast episode and maybe I'll get deleted myself. I'm not sure. But I honestly, I'm pretty irritated at the lie told to get me in because like, what was the point? But as soon as I like logged in to go order, there's nothing except for blue, red. And like, because like Synogens has other products, they have foundations, concealers, all sorts of stuff. So there's like a spattering of like a thing or two, but like they claim you need like their line of stuff. Like you got to use it all. So what would be the point of me ordering like a concealer if I can't also order the blush and the foundation and the, because cults need you to be fully immersed in them.
Because you joined to get a discount on the makeup you were going to buy for your wedding. You wanted makeup that was going to stay all day. Totally makes sense. That's what Synogen says. Our lipstick stays all day. I've tried their foundation. I've tried their liquid eyeshadows. It's okay. It's all right. It's not as good as House Labs. It's not as good as like Ilia, which is what I wear now. It's not as good as any of that.
I can go to Ulta and get just as good a stuff without having to.
Yeah. If not better, for cheaper.
Yes, correct.
I remember that, like, I want to say the foundation was like $65 or something. It was like,
yes, insanity.
And I was like, I could have bought Dior for this price.
Eventually, like, things did come more in stock. They did do a slightly better job of, like, being able to stock things up. But, like, they really do get you convinced that, like, you got to use it all. Like, all or nothing. Very, honestly, listening to your Amway episodes very much feels like that. Because, like, Synogens was always like, what else can we put out there that you can use in your life? I just felt like it was always something new that I was supposed to, like, cut this product out to use theirs. But for months, up until they started eventually having things in stock. So I live in Michigan. So I'm 3 hours behind California. So they'd drop stuff like in the middle of the night for me. So there were months where I remember, and this is so sad too, like thinking back, because I had young kids, like I had a lot going on in my life, but I remember like not sleeping for days because I'm just on my phone hoping something comes in stock, just hitting refresh, just hitting refresh, just hitting refresh. Now I'm convinced I'm going to make money doing this because like it's so sold out. There must be a reason. There must be a reason that there's none of this stuff in stock.
I know the reason. It's in all the Synogens garages, just sitting around waiting.
Right. The ugliest colors are the only things available.
You mentioned blue-red, which I remember when I first went to buy lipstick, blue-red was pushed really hard. I have so many red lipsticks and people were like, oh my God, it's the best red. I didn't really think it was the best red, not really the color for me. But I remember that blue red was always available. We'd have LuLaRoe Synogens parties where like we'd have the leggings out and was like, oh, you know, get a leggings. Oh, go pick a lipstick that matches. And I even remember that Synogens hun being like, oh yeah, this is great. I have a tester, but it's sold out. Like you'll have to order and get it on the back order. And I don't know if I can get it. And I'm just like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense.
I mean, it makes sense when you think of it as like a pyramid scheme. You're like, okay, yeah, no, this makes sense.
Well, now to us now, it makes sense.
Right.
But in it, you feel like the scarcity makes you feel like I must be here at the right time. Like it is so scarce. So many people want it. So at the time, I was running and had been running for several years, this mommy Facebook page. A friend of mine had started it. We had like 30,000 followers and like it was a pretty big thing. So when I started, like I already had a base of people to manipulate. Like now that's what I realized. I had moms. So like I did not recruit really at all. I sold mainly because I was using most of the stuff. I was like, well, at least I'm getting my stuff at a discount. I had like a separate group and like all these people from my mom page had joined it. And so like I had people who wanted to buy from me. And so I'm like, I can't even get anything. I'm so frustrated. So then like that's building up too, where I'm like, I got people who are like, oh, I have parties for you. Now I'm just so frustrated because like, I just can't believe I feel like I took advantage of these people who had just bonded with me online. Like they didn't know me more than that. And it's not like I was over here scamming people out of thousands. I didn't make people sign up. And I just still feel like, ugh, so gross.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about when you do go in that back office, when there's a launch or, you know, you learn that something's in stock or anything like that. And the rush of running to that website, because I know anybody that's been in an MLM that sells a product that you have to front load, like LuLaRoe or Synergence or any of the other ones that you're rushing to the website at the designated time, because either there is a drop happening, like a company-wide drop that everybody knows about, or we'll get into these like, oh my God, something's up, you got to go grab it right now, sort of little group chats and apps. We'll get into that in a second. But that FOMO feeling of sitting on the computer with the website up, hitting refresh.
Yep.
Hitting refresh with tears in your eyes. Hitting refresh while having a panic attack. Hitting refresh while realizing in your brain, if I don't get these colors, no one will shop from me and I won't be able to pay my bills. And having these feelings, because I had them with LuLaRoe. I remember being like, I didn't get Halloween leggings. And then going into the groups, right? You go to the groups and there's people going, oh my God, I got 1,000 lipsticks.
I got everything.
And you're like, can I just buy 3?
Cool. I'm glad you got, I got one at 3.
Yeah. Can I just buy 3 lipsticks? Can I please just buy that from you? And then reps being like, totally, but you have to buy at full price. So then you're like, okay, well, I'll buy the lipsticks I needed to get that I needed to sell at full price, thus making my profit on these sales $0. So even if I resell these, I get nothing.
Or negative money because I probably paid her to ship them to me.
Right, exactly. So you've got shipping, you've got negative money. You might even be giving people a discount to shop with you once you finally get those. And I'm going to use the color that was my favorite color, which I also learned was your favorite color, and it's Bella.
It is my favorite.
Bella. It's this beautiful 1990s pinky brown that's just like, I just...
Yeah, it's like the perfect mauve. Like, it is so good. And I think every time I go find like a lipstick or something, it is, oh, I'm always chasing Bella. Which, like, that is the thing, is like, there are always good products and it is inconsequential. It doesn't matter because like, there's so many people who suffer because of it. So I don't even care. Like, I would find a subpar product if I had to at this point, because it is just not worth it. Like, I broke my Pampered Chef stone and I'm just like, not, I don't care. I'm not doing anything about it because like, I'm not contributing to that anymore. But like, it doesn't mean I didn't like my stone.
That fucking pizza stone. Everybody loves that friggin' pizza stone. So let's say, right? Let's say the mega hun on your team got 1,000 Bellas. And you're like, I just needed 3 Bellas. I've got 3 customers who are dying for this. They really, really want it. I promised them I need to buy these from you. Okay, but you got to buy it full price. Okay, fine. That's fine. I'll pay the shipping. I get my Bellas. I'm now negative, right? Because I had to pay the shipping, like you pointed out. And I'm going to sell them to these people who are waiting. Maybe you throw something in like, you've got to buy a gloss with it too. And these are the glosses I have. Or don't forget to get a remover. Or I can't just sell you the Bella as a Bella because I'm negative on this Bella. I need you to buy something else because the whole reason I wanted these Bellas was to make the money that was promised by these 3 sales. So now you're going to have to like finagle and do something else. This happened all the time in LuLaRoe, but here's the clincher. If I was like, hey, I need leggings, no one is going to like give me their unicorns. No one's going to be like, did you want a lipstick? Did you want this one? Did you want that one? Did you want the ones that are really popular?
No, you want this ugly zebra print.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to send you a poly mailer full of leggings. You know, send me $100 and I'm going to send you, because they would sell them at cost sometimes. I'll send you 10 leggings for $100 or $110 with shipping. And they were all ugly because LuLaRoe was out of leggings.
There used to be, like, there were a few girls who would sell you at cost if they got like a good amount of stuff. But like, usually they have customers to sell to. So why are they going to give you their good stuff? Like, I don't blame them. But then you also convince yourself in that moment that you are making money when they pay you, because it's been so long since you spent the money, or like, it's just silly. Honestly, there were a few times where that sort of situation was happening and I would just send my customers to them. Like, I'm not doing this nonsense. I have a life. Honestly, at the time, my ex-husband, my kid's dad, had just had a baby, and we co-parent, all of us together, and we didn't really want him to go to daycare. I worked nights because I waited tables and bartended, and so I just was like, well, I'll just watch him during the day while they're at work, and in turn, they covered all the kids' medical costs and health insurance. And I'm like, great plan, like great trade. So then in my brain, I thought like, that's just a little side gig to do like while I'm watching this kid, you know, like whatever. But as he got a little older, part of me was like, this is more work than I want to do while I'm also taking care of this little kid. So like a lot of times, like if it was just, they just wanted this, I'm just go buy it from Taryn. Go just buy it from Tara. Like, it's fine. I don't care. I'm not over here. At no point was I trying to be like top of the pyramid. I was just very much like, I like this stuff. I like the extra money. I like that it's covering my stuff that I'm buying. And I like the friends I just made or felt like I made. The girl who signed me up, she was not a great upline. She was not very good at any of it. But her upline kind of like took us all in and did everything. And so like I was a part of her group for everything. And so the group that we had was pretty big. It did almost instantaneously feel like your friends, your family, like whatever. And I was missing that, I think, in my life. My whole life I had been in the church. And then for like 10 years or so, I had been out of it and was just like, I felt like I was like constantly searching for a place to fit in. And like, where do you find friends as an adult?
Right. You make an excellent point, because a lot of people, you mentioned you're raised in the church. We had talked about this before we hit record. Non-denominational Christian, going to church 3 to 4 times a week. That's pretty intense. That's a pretty intense life of being a church kid. That's a lot. And leaving that and missing the community of church and then seeing it in this MLM, I totally see that. I remember being isolated at home with a little kid going, I just want a friend that's got a kid. None of my friends have kids. They don't get it. They don't understand that it takes me 35 minutes to get out the door. They don't get it. I needed a community that could understand where I was in my life at that time. So that whole thing with MLM and going, oh my gosh, like I found the perfect people. It makes total sense. It makes absolute sense. But also they know where to find us, right? They're looking in mom groups. You were an admin of a mom group of 30,000. This is like, oh my God, it's shooting fish in a barrel. This is perfect. You'd be perfect at what I do.
Right. It was. And they were coming to me. Like half the time, they were just coming to me, which I've heard you say, people were just coming to you to sign up, or people like, that is exactly how it was for me. Like because of my mom page, and they have you put the fucking stripes on your hand. And like, so in every picture I posted, they're like talking to me about it. So like, I literally had them just like coming to me all the time. And so between my like mom page and this group of mega huns, I felt like finally I have friends, because none of my like in-person friends had kids. Honestly, for years after I had kids, none of my friends had kids. And so it was a really lonely experience, especially when I got divorced, because my kids were like 1 and 3. It was just lonely. I worked. I took care of my kids. I worked. I took care of my kids. And so I think I was like, oh, finally, finally somewhere I fit in. And then like, I just never actually fit in. And then they were just gone when I decided I was done.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of us, especially the ones that come on the show, we're like square pegs in the round holes of life. We're like, I kind of want to fit, but I kind of don't. But I'm going to pretend. I'm going to shave off my corners and maybe I'll be a round peg this time. And we do all these ridiculous things to fit in because we think this is what we need to do. This is what society is telling us. All of my friends wear this lipstick. I see it everywhere. Maybe this is the answer. So I have a question outside of the seeking community and being lonely, because I really do think that loneliness is just an epidemic all over the world. Like all of us are lonely. It's not just men. A lot of us are lonely. A lot of us are isolated and don't have communities. And so these things like churches, cults, MLMs provide the community that we're lacking. But I have a question about the stock and getting stock. So with Mary Kay and other MLMs, I know that the more you buy when you're purchasing, the bigger your discount can become. So I'm curious, is it like that with Synagens? And then what is it like trying to hit those upper echelons to get the biggest discount when everything is kind of out of stock?
Yeah, you don't. So like, that's the thing. So yeah, you get a bigger discount the more that you spend. You also, I think off and on, you would get free shipping over a certain amount. I don't remember the amount. It just depended on how much you spent. But yeah, like if you spend a certain amount, it would be, you could get up to 50% off. I'm pretty positive. And you could get free shipping, but how? Unless you're ordering 750 PV of blue red. And then the other thing that when they do the like drop or whatever, and you like panic buy, you're not then filling your cart with other things. You're literally only buying that product because you got to get through checkout with them in your cart. Because even if you hit add 45 Bellas to my cart, that does not mean you're getting them. You still have to get through the whole checkout process without them getting kicked out of your cart. So you can't then sit there and shop for other things. You can't get your discount. You can't get your free shipping because you need these Bellas now. And then you can't like pre-fill your cart either, because like when you log back in, it's back at zero. Like they were playing this game.
I don't know if you know this or not, but our laundry room is in our basement. It's down a tight flight of stairs that freaks me out even when I'm not taking down heavy loads of dirty clothes with me. Switching out our heavy, big box store sized plastic tubs and bottles for our EarthBreeze eco-friendly plastic-free envelopes has eliminated not only extra weight heading down those stairs, but also cuts down on our plastic waste. We are a house that recycles, and you'd think that those bottles would be easily recyclable, but 500 million of them end up in landfills and oceans every single year. That alone is an incredible incentive to switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. It's an easy way to get amazingly clean clothes without all that plastic waste, delivered right to your door. Get 40% off EarthBreeze when you sign up for auto shipments at earthbreeze.com/MLM. That's earthbreeze.com/MLM. If you have young kids like me, a new year is another chance to do all of the amazing things that you didn't get to do the year before. That epic family trip, an incredible themed party, checking off a bucket list item, or dare I say it, another year closer to getting a phone. With the power of phones today, when it was time to get Abby one, I was pretty nervous about it. I have to be chronically online for my job, and I've seen some of the worst of the worst when it comes to content that comes across kids' feeds. Luckily, with Gab, there's a less nerve-wracking way. No social media apps, no internet browser, and GPS tracking. Gab devices were built specifically to keep kids and teens safely connected. They are the leader in safe phones and watches for kids, teens, and tweens, and it's easy to see why. As a parent, the Gab Companion app is a lifesaver. With parental controls, message monitoring, safe zones, and usage logs, you can manage their devices and monitor their location without ever having to bother them. And on Abby's watch, focus mode comes in handy when she's prepping and studying for not only school, but all of her extracurriculars too. Right now, Gab is offering $25 off any device with no contract required. Just go to gab.com/MLM to get started. That's Gab, GABB.com/MLM. Gab.com/MLM. Terms and conditions apply.
That was how it was with LuLaRoe too. And for me, it seems very intentional.
Oh, for sure it is.
It seems very intentional because here's the problems, right? This is when I finally started waking up out of LuLaRoe. It wasn't because I thought I was in a cult. It wasn't because I believed that it was a pyramid scheme. It wasn't because people were being mean or I lost my community. All of that was, you know, like business as usual. It was because as somebody who had run a salon and was like, oh, this doesn't work, let's fix it, my whole life, very much like, oh, let's find a better way to do this, work smarter, not harder. For me, seeing these things consistently happen, the website is still crashing when we have a launch. People are still not being able to get enough product because there's a 50,000 of us, but you're only releasing 100,000 things. That's weird. And you're allowing certain people to buy thousands because there's no caps and there's no limits. There's nothing like that. There's no protections for smaller people.
When everything could be fixed with like a line of code, you could fix it with one line of code and you're not.
Yes. And literally everything could be fixed.
No, it's because it works to their benefit.
Right. Absolutely. You could put a line of code that says once it's in your cart, it's removed temporarily from the inventory. So if there's 100 lipsticks and I have 5 in my cart, only 95 are shown. And it says you have 10 minutes to complete this process. If Ticketmaster can do it, Synagence can do it, LuLaRoe can do it. And it was these moments consistently happening over and over again where I'm feeling like, am I taking crazy pills? Why is this happening again? Why is this doing, like, what is going on that I realized, oh, this isn't a business. They're not interested in being a business. They're not interested in fixing the very obvious problems. I mean, there were people in the comments that are like, my husband's a coder. He could literally fix this. He'll do it for free if cost is the issue. Like, just make it easier for us to not crash every time. And again, when I went and bought Taylor Swift tickets, my page didn't crash. I mean, I had to wait in the line or whatever, but my page didn't crash. I was able to get to the checkout, get my tickets. I didn't have those two tickets ripped out of my cart because I sneezed at the wrong time and my cart emptied. None of that happened. And this is on, you know, this is global as well. So it's like, if Ticketmaster can figure it out, why can't these smaller businesses figure it out? And for me, it was like, this isn't a business. I don't know what it is, but it's not a business.
They don't want to. They don't want to figure it out.
Of course. And that's the point, is when I really started thinking about it and I started learning about pyramid schemes and scams and cults and how things are done intentionally, not just on a, oops, oh my gosh, we didn't realize it. We're going to fix it. It'll be fine next time. But a, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And it happens again and again and again constantly. That's when I was like, okay, it's not a business. What is it? And there's no other conclusion that I can come to other than gigantic scam that would continue to allow the people that are selling their products to go through this. And it's not monthly, y'all. It's weekly. Like, this is happening constantly.
Every single time you log on.
Every time.
Yeah, because even after out of stock wasn't as prevalent, their website still sucked. Like, you still would get orders that would just sit in like limbo for whatever. And they'd basically tell you like, well, our system is just like this. You'll just have to wait. Like, they'd take your money. You took my money right away. So why can't you process this right away? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But it was just always like that. They would spend forever like advertising new launch or new colors or new this or new that. And then it is like panic, panic, panic. But then like half the time stuff would show up and there was always problems with like the first batches of things or the first whatever. And you'd get these things and they're like, they had this vitamin C serum that you'd get it and it'd just be covered. And like, you could feel like stuff had leaked out of it all the time. Stuff would show up. So then like, then you're like, well, shit, I already sold this to somebody. Now I have to either like clean it up, hope it's not leaking more, and sell it to them. Then I'm no better than these people. And you can't get any sort of discount if you're doing drop shipping. They're like discouraging you from doing drop shipping because they want you to like brand it and make it yourself. Send them, you know, your business card, give them free stuff and cute little treats. And like, why? Why am I doing all your work for you? This is dumb.
I feel like they're discouraging drop shipping because it discourages you from front loading. Because if you can just be like, oh, here, you can buy the one lipstick here, you're not buying, you know, 18 to 50 lipsticks to get the bigger discount to make more money.
To get free shipping.
To get free shipping. Right. If you're not willing to jump through all the hoops, they don't want you to drop ship because that's just like regular business to them. And they could sell the lipstick direct to consumer if they want to.
And they don't want to.
The pyramid scheme is in the getting people like you to front load everything, to empty the website, to create FOMO and panic buying. So like you said, when you go in there to buy something, because you really do actually need to buy product, and you go in there and you're like, oh my gosh, this stuff's up. Whether or not, maybe it's from the new line, but it's like the shittiest thing from the new line, but it's still there. And you're like, oh my God, something from the new line. I got to buy it. I got to get it. I have to say I have something from the diamond collection.
So they released these like like, I don't even know what I was thinking, but like bright purple, bright blue, bright orange, maybe, but like these like bright neon colors. And they're like, looking back, I'm like, that was so ugly. What was I doing? And like, I was certain, and I remember buying, like, I gotta get one for myself. And then obviously everybody's gonna want these. So I'm buying like several of all these ugly ass colors. And I don't know that I ever sold like a neon lilac purple to anybody but myself. Who wants that? Why wouldn't you just put time and energy into the colors you already have that people want?
Right. I'm telling you, the people that do want those colors, that do want that editorial makeup, that do want orange lips and black lips and graphic liner and bright colors, they're not shopping at Cynogens. They're shopping at Urban Decay.
Especially when it looks like it does.
Right. They're not shopping at a company that doesn't do that.
Yeah. If you want to have those colors, you need to package accordingly.
Yeah. They're shopping at companies that have incredible pigment payoff. They're shopping at companies that are POC owned and women owned and minority owned. They're shopping with companies who understand editorial and graphic art on your face as makeup. That's who they're shopping for. They're not shopping from Cynogens. So for Cynogens to hop on that, it was purely to create FOMO for you guys. And you're like, oh my God, I need to buy all these colors that everybody's going to want. But the people that are wearing those colors aren't shopping from Cynogens. There's too many incredible, amazing makeup companies out there.
No, I agree. I agree completely. But honestly, I was not super well versed at makeup in general. Like, I have four brothers and a mom who definitely didn't do makeup. And so like, I didn't grow up with it. I have two boys too. So it's also not like something I then was playing with. Like, I didn't. And so then like when Cynogens came around, I'm like, cool. Yeah, this must just be makeup, but it's kind of whatever. And then you convince yourself that it's cool. Like, you know what I mean? Well, it's just like everybody else's. It's just from a different place, I guess. I don't know. But they would release the eyeshadows or the whatever and like convince you that it was like high end stuff when really it just burnt your face.
It did. There was a lot of alcohol in their product. There was someone that I bought from who convinced me to buy an eyeshadow to use as a blush because I liked the color. I was like, oh, this is cute. Like, I wish this was a blush. And she was like, you can just put it. And she literally was like, just put it on your brush and you can use it. And I did. And I was like, oh, I guess this is kind of cool.
Yeah. They like encouraged you to do that.
Also, like, I could just buy blush.
You could, but why would you when you could use a product not intended for it's no, that, I mean, they were constantly trying to convince you to do like other things with their, because I think when you're out of stock, you're like, well, we can make this work for that area. Like, I think you're just trying to cover all your bases and sell your product. And like eventually, honestly, because I was in for almost, I looked, according to my research, I was in for like 2 years. So I went to conference or seminar or whatever, like almost a year in. And I remember that about that point, things were in stock more because I was like avidly using like the entire acne face wash line, the wash, the remover, the moisturizer. I was using like every single makeup product. I used the foundation. I used the concealer. I used it all. And honestly, like my self-esteem was so low in those years that I think I was just looking for anything to make me feel better about myself. I was at my heaviest. My skin was really bad. Like everything was just at its worst in that time. And so I think I was just like desperately searching for something to make me feel better. And so then like they're releasing product after product that's in stock. That must be the answer right there. That's going to make me feel better. And it's just, I was broke and felt worse about myself. And like what company ever, like normal company ever is like, you can only use our product. In the moment, I was like, yeah, I'm like living and breathing and I'm a boss babe. I'm doing everything. I'm using this because I believe in it. No, I'm using it because they've conditioned me that this is what I need. And like looking back at pictures is so embarrassing, but like, I'm not deleting all the pictures of me with my kids. I'm not deleting all these pictures, but like caked on makeup and the lipstick. Why? We were at ice cream. Like what? It was my kid's t-ball game. Why did I look like that?
Well, we were told LuLaRoe from head to toe. And it was like, once you're ready, look and see if you can add another piece. We had all these layering pieces and you start to look like a clown after a while. And you're like, I can't even wear jeans. Like, I got rid of all my jeans. That's wild.
Yeah, I got rid of every makeup product that I had that wasn't Cinedin's. Any lotion, anything. Literally everything, because they were just like, you have to use all our products together. They work together. You have to do it together. Why? Why do I have to do that?
So one of the other things that comes with this FOMO buying on these websites that crash constantly with products that nobody wants to buy, and that's why they're still there, is like when things go into stock, like you were saying, like being in Michigan a couple hours ahead, it's coming up at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning because they're doing midnight releases in California.
Midnight drops. Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And you didn't know. You didn't know. So you would just stay awake.
Right. Exactly.
There was no heads up like we're doing a drop at midnight.
This exact thing would happen with LuLaRoe. Now, if we had like a capsule that was coming out, and in LuLaRoe, a capsule was just like a collection of clothes. So if we were having a capsule that was coming out like Halloween or Christmas or 4th of July or whatever, you would know. And it was usually during the day, luckily, where most people were home. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. And you're like, okay, we got to be there, whatever time it was. But the restocks were exactly the same, like you're saying, with stuff just being filled up. Because they would constantly tell us, we have so much clothes, like it's never sold out. It's just the people in the warehouse, right? We always have to blame it on someone else. This time it was the people in the warehouse. The people in the warehouse aren't updating the quantities of the inventory. And I was like, why aren't you getting in 2 million leggings and typing in 2 million? Why are you doing 1,000, 1,000, 1,000? Put in 2 million. If you have 2 million and there's 2 million available, even if they're sitting out in the Gaylords and the boxes, in the mildew, in the rain outside, even if that's the case, put it in there. And don't blame the warehouse workers for putting in the wrong number. That's ridiculous. That makes me think they didn't really have 2 million.
What place have you ever heard your warehouse people are in charge of, like, your numbers?
LuLaRoe. So what would happen is there'd be people who were up at all hours, whether they're making graphics or they're tending to their children and nursing their babies, whatever. They'd be up at all hours and they would go in and they would be like, I'm just curious. Our back office was called Audrey for a while. And they go into Audrey and just see what's available. I think then they called it Bless and Build. If you were selling, you were using Bless because you're blessing lives.
Ew. Oh, that's awful.
And if you're recruiting, you're using Build because you're building teams. Like, so dumb. There was two different ones.
I hate that. Oh, I hate that so much.
I know. It's so bad. Go into these back offices and all of a sudden you'd be scrolling and you're like, oh my God, leggings are up or whatever product that had been sold out. So you would like make an order really quick, right? You're panic buying. You're like, I hope no one else is up at 3 a.m. looking and seeing that leggings are up. I'm going to get 100 leggings. I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy these. And then the next step after I buy my leggings is to go to my group chat that's called, you know, let us know when there's a restock of leggings. And you go into that one and you go, oh my God, leggings are up. And then people are like, oh my God, I'm getting them. Oh, thank you so much. I got them. 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 All these people have boxes and boxes and baskets and tubs and bookcases full of leggings. But oh my God, leggings have been sold out for 3 days and I have to get them because I'm panic buying right now. I'm panic buying in complete darkness because we didn't get to pick what any of them looked like. And then you would get a box of crap, right? There'd only be like maybe 3 or 4 prints. So then people are like, I just bought 100 leggings when they finally came up. And I got the same 4 prints. This is ridiculous. You know, I don't need 25 of each of these prints. And then LuLaRoe would be like, again, with the victim blaming, well, that's your fault. You should have placed multiple orders, like multiple 25-piece orders or whatever, over. You shouldn't have done 100-piece order. You should have done 4 25s because then you're getting...
So you have to pay shipping 4 times?
Luckily, shipping was free for us. I think it's because our orders were so big. Like, a minimum order was like $500 or something. It was wild. Now they're blaming the warehouse workers again because now the warehouse workers are pulling your ticket. So if you're placing too many orders too close together and your tickets are too close, the warehouse workers are pulling your tickets and they're pulling from the same line, you're going to get the same leggings. So we don't want you to place 100 order tonight. We want you to place a 25 tonight and a 25 in the morning and a 25 in the afternoon the next day and a 25 tomorrow night too. And then you've got 4 different boxes coming. Your customers are going to be so excited and you can open them up. And then now you'll get different stuff and it won't be your fault and it won't be the warehouse's fault. I'm like, it's always your fault though, LuLaRoe. It's always your fault. And you always place it on someone else. But like, this is what they did. because it's completely blind items. You don't know what you're getting. So they want you to space it out because that's your fault for ordering things too close together.
That's nuts.
Nuts. This is like, I try to explain things to people and they're like, what? I'm like, I know. Whack-a-doodle. 24/7.
The like blind part of it. I just don't know. I know myself well enough that I couldn't do the blind item thing. I'm such a control type of person that I just know that would have drove me insane. Like, I would have lost my mind. But the thing is, too, that, like, the product, it's not worth waiting for. Like, why? Why am I waiting for this?
Did you guys have the same kind of group chats when you saw something up that you went and told the group chat so that everybody else in the group chat had the opportunity as well?
We had our groups, our, like, downline groups that somebody always would post in. Like, this just came to me. But I remember there was this like texting service where you would get a text alert if something came in stock. But honestly, there were months where I stayed up until 3 o'clock every night, literally. And then I would go to sleep at like 3:30 and I'd get up at 6:30 to go get my kids up and ready for school because I was just like convinced I needed to be awake if anything dropped. And I don't, looking back, I'm like, you're a dumbass. Why?
Yeah, people in LuLaRoe, it was usually the husbands. It was usually like tech husbands that were like, I can create an app for this. And there were so many different husbands that were creating apps for their wives to be able to be like, oh, leggings are up or skirts are up or whatever's up. It was wild.
They were sick of them not sleeping.
It was wild. The amount of like apps and again, this goes back to LuLaRoe could have fixed it. Synergence could fix it if they want to, but fixing it like takes away the main part of the pyramid scheme, which is everybody just front loading things they don't need.
Well, they'd lose money if they fixed it.
Yeah, they absolutely would.
Well, claiming you're not supposed to.
Right.
Well, making you click a button that says that you've sold your product already.
Right. If I could go in and buy exactly what I wanted because every single thing that I needed was in stock and I could make, okay, this is my one big order every 2 months to get the best deal or whatever. And I could actually sit there and write it all out like a regular company, like a regular business, and say, this is the order that I need. Here's the invoice. This is my shopping list. Thank you so much for fulfilling my back stock. They would lose money because it is the panic buying. It is the, oh my God, things are up. I have to buy. And I have to get, well, like with LuLaRoe, like I said, there was a minimum. So you couldn't just buy 2 or 3 pairs of leggings. You had to buy 22, I think it was 22 items at a time. And leggings were a 2-pack. So 1 pack of leggings was 2 leggings. So if I wanted to buy leggings, I had to buy 44 leggings minimum at a time. That's $450 right there. Like that's so if they wanted to, and they wanted to be a real business and not a pyramid scheme, they absolutely could, but they don't want to because that's where the money is. So the other thing I wanted to talk to you about that you've mentioned already is conference and the FOMO and the hullabaloo and the ridiculous troll party that is an MLM conference. Let's talk about Synergence's conference. It's called Seminar.
Yeah. So in April of 2018, that was like when Seminar was, but in October of 2017, tickets had gone on sale and sold out like so fast. And so there was this like time because I have an email that I sent and it was just like, hey, Seminar tickets sold out before I could even get one. Are there going to be more? And they were like him-hawing around it, basically like, no, probably not. Like, this will probably be it. Like making it so like scarce and whatever. Well, then later they put Seminar 2 tickets on sale. But claimed that basically, like, you were going to be watching Seminar, like, from a room on a screen. Like, that was what Seminar 2 was going to be. You were going to get to watch on a screen what all these other people were doing in the big conference room. But we just had to be there. So why wouldn't we buy a ticket to this? Like, whatever. I went back and looked. Tickets were $215 for conference. Or seminar, whatever you want to call it. And it was in Tulsa. And so I live in Michigan. So I had to buy a plane ticket. And I shared a hotel room with my upline. We were in a hotel room together for 3 nights, I think. And then nothing was provided. Nothing. Not food, not lunch, not a thing. I think one of the days they did have random sack lunches, but they were like very first come, first serve.
LuLaRoe did the same thing.
Like, there's your lunch, but it's gone now, so go buy lunch.
Yes! They were like, people were taking multiple.
Like, what do you mean it's gone now? My $215 ticket?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, uh-huh.
Yes, that was absolutely happening.
Same thing. Oh my God.
So I found out later, after I had bought my ticket, I found out that I was the only person, because I guess they then like moved. So they made an announcement that like they had opened up some space into the seminar one and had like moved some of the seminar two ticket people into there. Well, then I found out I was the only one from my team that didn't get moved into there. And so I sent an email and was just like, hey, this sucks. What's up? And I never heard back. And eventually they made an announcement that they had made space and we were all going to be in the main seminar conference space. I distinctly remember there was space. Tulsa has like a convention center. It was like their big convention room with like a huge stage and seats all around. Like, you were not sold out. Your tickets were not sold out. So they applied the same thing to tickets for seminar as they did to their overall business, which was like scarcity, scarcity, scarcity. You have to, you want to be here, you want to be here.
Absolutely. They thrive on that.
And then after you have your ticket, they're sending you emails and all sorts of stuff telling you the dress code, what you need to wear, what you'll need to do, the shoes, like the, just, it was nuts. Like, and they were like strongly encouraging Senna Blue and like, just, I bought so many clothes because like I was a leggings and t-shirt type of person at that time. And they wanted us in like business casual is what they said. Like we were supposed to be like dressed business casual the whole time we were there. And we needed an evening gown for one of the nights. So they wanted everybody in evening gowns, but only like crown princesses and above got to go to this like ball. The rest of us went to like basically a class in evening gowns. Like, how embarrassing. Like, what do you mean?
You said Cine Blue and it unlocked a memory for me.
Oh, God.
Of opening up LuLaRoe. And I remember pulling things out and like other people doing the same thing and being like, oh my God, look at this. Like, this would be perfect for Cinegens. Look at this blue. This is Cinegens blue. Do you have any Cinegens reps that like buy from you? You should definitely reach out and let them know. Because of this, I remember doing it for like, this is Mary Kay. And I know that Mary Kay's pink, but like the jackets are red. So I would like, if I had a skirt, like a pencil skirt that had that red in it, I'd be like, ooh, this would be so perfect for Mary Kay conference for the red jackets. Like this matches the red jacket perfectly. I remember doing that. Oh my God. I remember that. Cinegens blue.
I like can't wear that color. I cannot wear royal blue or whatever is that, whatever, that blue. I can't wear it. I can't. It gives me like I just can't do it.
Mental hives.
And I have lipstick that color. Yes, it just.
Oh my gosh.
I hate it so much. But like looking back, I went and looked at my pictures yesterday and like literally I'm in like khakis. And like a button up cardigan and my flats. And I'm sitting there with my like notebook. You can do big things, girl. And like, that's not me. I don't do that. Are you kidding me? Like, oh. So now I look at it and I was like, oh. But then literally we're like sitting in this like convention center in like a floor length gown, learning about what?
Yeah. Luckily, in LuLaRoe, we never had to do the floor-length gowns because, like I said earlier, we had our elegance collection. And so everybody would just wear the elegance stuff. Oh, man.
Looking back, I can't believe I didn't. Because, like, I only recruited, I think, like, 3 people the whole time. I was not a recruiter. I got the ick about recruiting, like, instantly. Like, I just couldn't do it. I think probably because I was lied to get in. That first year when you couldn't order anything really, I'm not bringing somebody into that. Not happening. So I didn't recruit until it says that I recruited my first person in November of 2017. So 7 months in is the first time I recruited anybody. And I feel like about that time is when things started to be more in stock. Like I do feel like I was very adamant that I wasn't bringing somebody else in who couldn't buy stuff. Because like you also waste your like, I don't know, like, what's the point of spending money for your year to be in there if half of it you can't even do anything with? I don't know. It always just really bothered me because, like, I could barely do it. And I felt like I was showing off because, like, everybody else in my group seemed to be doing just, like, so great. Like, my upline's upline. But, like, now I know my upline's upline had, like, a bomb-ass day job. But, like, that's not the impression that they're giving off. They're over here pretending like they're making all their money off this lipstick that comes in stock once every 2 weeks. But then, like, you also want to just, you want friends. You want people. I knew if I stopped, those are my friends and they're not, I had already watched like other people leave and then they're just like never heard from again. So why would it be any different with me? I don't know. It's just, it makes me sad too, because like of the girls who still think that that's friendship.
Right.
And it's not.
Right.
Like none of that is friendship. That is like cult mentality.
Yeah. The commodified relationships. It's like, I'll be your friend if you buy lipstick from me. And I'm like, I don't need lipstick that bad. Like, I'm good. Thanks. Like, it doesn't need to come with strings.
And what other job do you have? Like, I own my own business now. And at no point have I ever been like, they don't want me to organize their house. So obviously they're not my friend. Or they don't want me in their space. Or they don't wear lipstick. Or, like, I don't get it. I very much have a wall separating my personal life and my business life because that's how it should be. And I do think, honestly, this is just sort of coming to me, that when you are in like where I grew up in the church, where it takes up so much of your life doing things for free for other people, for all sorts of stuff, I think that conditions you in these sort of situations that this is okay. This is the way to get these friends. This is the way to get these people in your life. This is totally normal because the coercive control that's been used your entire life is the same across the board, which is why it feels comfortable and safe to join these because it's what you already knew, just it's painted different.
Absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Friendship comes with servitude, but that's not true.
Yes.
Friendship doesn't have to come with servitude at all. Just because we're friends doesn't mean that I need to do anything for you except be your friend. And whatever that looks like is between you and I as friends. You need someone to sort of bat around the mental stuff that you're going on and you don't understand how things... Sure, I'm not a therapist, but I can help you with that. You need somebody to tell you which outfit is cuter for your date? Great. But we don't need to be friends on everything and commodify everything and completely lose boundaries. I feel like in MLM, I lost all my boundaries. I feel like I was sharing things with people who were business people that didn't need to hear any of this.
Right. Yeah. Why was I sharing about my like marriage troubles to sell lipstick?
Right.
Why? What is that even? That is so uncomfortable. Like now that I look at it, I'm like, why in the world? I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want somebody talking to me about their struggles. What? That's so weird. And then like, I get like you're trying to sell like face wash and you're talking to them about your acne struggles. That sort of thing, like I totally understand. But like pulling just insignificant things from your life to like make people feel bad for you and buy these shitty products, in the moment, it didn't feel scammy. It didn't feel awful. It probably did feel awful in the moment, honestly, if we're being honest. But when you don't know any different, you probably don't even realize it. But it is just... It feels like such a wasted chunk of your life. And you feel like, I want to be like, they were gross. They were manipulative. They were coercive. But like, so was I.
Your data is like gold to hackers. They're selling your passwords, bank details, and private messages. McAfee helps stop them. Secure VPN keeps your online activity private. AI-powered text scam detector spots phishing attempts instantly. And with award-winning antivirus, you get top-tier hacker protection. Plus, you'll get up to $2 million in identity theft coverage, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
The next time you fly, upgrade your comfort to Emirates Premium Economy. Sink into soft leather seats with raised legrests and adjustable headrests. Elevate your dinner plans with delicious regional dining, all served with complimentary premium drinks. Enjoy endless entertainment with up to 6,500 channels, including live sports. There's no other premium economy like it. Fly Emirates. Fly better.
And so it's a hard thing to like, but also I think that it's made it so that now I'm so much more aware of like the control that a lot of groups have over people and have better able to distance myself from people like that in general. And so like, I probably would not have ever figured that out had it not been such an immersive experience, I suppose.
Well, it was interesting. I mean, we didn't talk a ton about it on the podcast, but before we hit record, you had told me like, hey, even going to these conventions felt so much like my childhood in church. And you had said, you know, again, I went to this non-denominational. We were going like 3 to 4 times a week. It was very, very, very immersed in my entire life. And I decided I didn't want to do this anymore and that you left. And then going to these conventions and being in these situations where servitude is the proof that you're serious about things, where volunteering your time and your energy and your whatever you provide. I remember like, oh, Roberta, you know how to do social media? You should teach us all for free, completely. Like, just, I'm going to teach you what I know. I'm not an expert, but this is what, all of that is what made you go, ooh. A lot of times that's what make people go, I found my home. But you had already had a bad experience with the indoctrination that you were like, yikes, this is like church, but with lipstick. And to see that.
So when I went, I was certain I was going to get just like amped up. And it did look just like every youth group convention I had ever gone on. And so I think like I really felt like this is going to energize me, but it just the whole time gave me the ick. To the point I distinctly remember my anxiety the entire time I was there was like through the roof. I was so sick to my stomach the whole time. I didn't eat. I didn't sleep. It was awful. It was awful. I was away from home. I was with people who I was realizing most of them were so fake. And it felt like high school where I was picked on. And it felt like youth group where I had to be somebody I wasn't to fit in. And so like this whole time I'm like fighting it because I'm like, I'm going to fit in. I'm going to be a good little center girl and I'm going to follow all the things. But like, as it's going on, I'm just like, this feels so gross. It felt like a cult. Like it felt like when we're sitting there and like somebody gets up and is singing and then somebody else is getting up and giving a whole basic sermon about like bringing joy into your life and having joy buddies and having, it felt so gross. And like, I didn't go back. I never went to any of the conferences. I never went to any of the things, but then I stayed in for a year because I just didn't know what to do.
I think it's a really interesting point that you make. A lot of people go to convention thinking because people are already feeling this is kind of weird. I don't know, but they don't have the language for it. They don't know why it feels weird. They don't know why it feels predatory. They don't know why it feels icky or why it makes them cringe. But there's that little thread that, and they feel like these like tent poles of MLM, right? Like the cruise, the convention, like these are the things we got to get to. These are the things we're working towards. They think, if I get there, it'll be worth all this bullshit. If I can get there, it'll be worth having an overstock of blue red and nothing else in my inventory. It'll be worth it because I'm going to get there. I'm going to get energized, like you said. I'm going to be reinvigorated for my business. There's going to be new products. There's going to be new training. I'm going to get to see my friends. It's going to be great. I'm going to be so invigorated. This is really going to boost my business and I'm going to come out of this like raring to go. And so many of us go to these conventions and the exact opposite happens. We go, what the fuck is this? What is happening? Where am I? This is not what I signed up for. What is going on? And you, when you emailed me, you wrote, and I wrote it down because I was like, this is brilliant. This is exactly what it feels like. You said, I spent thousands of dollars for what? To be energized, to spend more? And the answer to that question is yes. The answer to that question is, look at all the new stuff.
Their seminar, that's what they're doing. They're like, you're sitting in this big room and they're announcing new products and expecting you to be on your phone in that moment spending more money. when I just spent money to be here. And then you're also sitting there watching. So like Finnegan says like crown princess, crown whatever. So you get fucking crowns because we're toddlers. You're sitting there watching these people get crowned. And like, honestly, one of the like light bulb moments for me was that one of the girls who got crowned was like a popular influencer in Utah. So very Mormon-y influencer. And she got crowned. But like I had been in her group before and looked and see, like basically people just joined her group and bought, like people would be like, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, and would order from her because she was her. Nobody was ordering these products because they wanted these products. They were ordering them because she was her. Like, so she was over here making all this money because she was popular. And I'm just like, oh, so this is high school again. Like, it's no different. This pretty blonde with a crown is cooler than me. Which is, that's a lot more about me too, like that my insecurities are coming out in that moment too. It's not just her. She's not doing anything. She's also doing the thing she was brainwashed to do.
Right. But in your defense, that's what this convention is for. It's not to invigorate you. I mean, it invigorates you a little bit, but it's also to remind you where you're at in the pyramid. You're not a princess. You're not getting crowned. But wouldn't you like to? Wouldn't it be so great to be crowned and be on that stage? You could do it. If you start today, you've got 1 year until next year where you could be walking across that stage. And you start to feel all these insecurities. Again, especially if you were bullied as a child or didn't have great experiences in school or church, like you had said. And here you are thrown into yet another hierarchical structure where you're at the bottom and you're a joke and you get picked on or whatever. And you feel, again, I'm not good enough. It's bullshit. You're absolutely good enough. But in these structures, that's really pertinent because if you think you're good enough, you won't continue to try to climb the ranks.
And when they're like, they're crowning everybody and you're all sitting there in your friggin' floor length gowns, then they're like, basically, if you're this rank or above, go on to this party we planned for you. But if you're not, stay right here. Like, how embarrassing too. Like, so like half your group's getting up and going and you're sitting there and you're just like, oh, cool. I am not good enough. Like, so you're leaving feeling worse about yourself, honestly, unless you're like the best of the best.
It's a mind fuck.
It makes me sad because I know the girl I was then was not who I am now, who can see these things, who can stick up for myself. I probably would have left. Honest to God, now, if me now, I got there and felt the way I felt, I probably would have left after day one. But I was like over here spending money on food that I couldn't even eat because I was so sick to my stomach. But like everybody else is going out to eat, so I'm going to go out to eat. And like just so much stuff now. It makes me sad for that girl. Like, it makes me so sad that that's where she looked for friendship only to get nothing. I just wanted to feel better about myself. I wanted friends. It wasn't the right place to look for it. But also my whole life, I had found those things at church because that was the only place we went, really. Like, it wasn't like I was over here making friends any other way. So I think it just was like, well, this is how you do it, right?
Right. It's the same structure.
And I've not talked to any of those people in years.
Yeah. It's the exact same structure of high school or church or any of these where like there's a cool girl, there's the cool table that you want to sit at, but you're not cool enough yet. But if you work hard, then maybe if you pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you might get to sit at the table with the plastics. Don't you want to sit with Regina George? She's the best. Like, oh my God, that would be so great. And then you finally do sit there and you're like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? It's just, it's made this way. And when we talk about it and we share these experiences, we were in two completely different MLMs, and yet all of the same FOMO happened, all of the same popularity contests, the same like, who's going to walk the stage? Who's got the best dress? Who's going to the gala? Who wasn't invited? Who's going to have pictures? And you know, the people that are super indoctrinated, they don't feel the way we do when you're like, dude, I worked hard. Like, I deserve to be at that gala. I deserve to be there. And we feel and we see and we realize maybe this isn't for me. But there's the whole other group of people that are super, super indoctrinated. And when that happens to them, they don't go, no. I am good enough. I should be there. They go, I can't wait to be there next year. I'm going to try so hard. I'm going to work so hard. I'm going to do everything my upline says. My upline just got crowned princess. Her upline just got crowned queen. My upline is royalty and I'm going to be next. And that woman is now on this path to living a whole nother year in this cult, thinking that she's not good enough. And she just got to try a little bit harder, spend a little bit more, smile a little bit more. That's it. And hey, you're going to be great.
Well, it's because the people they're putting on the stage are making it look like it's easy.
Absolutely.
It's not as easy as they're pretending it is.
It's a glossy painting.
I think you're right. There are two groups. You're either invigorated by it or you're just like, ugh. And I don't know if maybe like I just could see it because of my church experience. Like I was just like, this is weird. The whole thing feels weird. But like, I went and looked at that, the influencer who got crowned. I went back and looked a couple weeks ago. She's still selling. Her page is still super active. She's still going. And like, she probably still thinks it's just like the greatest thing. I tried to find more information about like seminars and stuff, but I'm not in any of those groups anymore. So I couldn't really see anything.
The point of an influencer being in an MLM, I hate it. In fact, somebody that I follow on TikTok that I have been mutuals with for a very long time just joined Bomb Party, and she dresses up as a Sanderson sister and she sells Bomb Party. And she has made one video. I will give her that credit that says, hey, this is an MLM. It is a lot of work. I do have a really big following. That's why I'm so successful. These results are not typical. Millions of followers. I think she still does it, but she did face painting. I know so many people out there love to watch Bomb Party videos. We've talked about this so many times. It's the dopamine. It's the surprise. It's the what the fuck are these people doing? It's the train wreck that you can't look away from. And she sells out. She can't even keep them in stock because everybody wants to be on her live. Everybody wants Winnie Sanderson to be like, oh, Roberta, you're next. I can't. That sounds like a vampire. I don't know how to do her voice. But people know that we're mutuals. And I've had multiple of my followers reach out and say, what do you think about this? And I say, I think it's really sad because she's so cool and she knows better. She follows me. She has commented on my videos about MLMs before. She knows what they are, but she's in that bubble of success right now that the 1% get.
I think when you have a platform like that, it is so manipulative to use them. You're manipulating the situation. Like they started following you for one thing and now like they trust you. You built the trust and relationship. Like, and I can say that because I did the same fucking thing. I spent 3 years running this mom page to turn around and then manipulate the hell out of them to buy lipstick from me. And I only had 30,000 followers. It's not like I had millions. I feel like you have a moral responsibility to the people who adore you, to not take advantage of them and to not make their lives harder. As an influencer, there are so many other ways that you can make money. It is really unnecessary to pull people's money out of them. You are not doing the right thing for the people who are following you. And it feels so manipulative.
It really is. You know, and I'm interested what that conversation was with her, with whoever it is that she joined under. Like, what did that conversation look like? And you know, honestly, I really, really hope, and this is my hope and my prediction. I really hope she sees it. I really hope enough people that she really likes and respect let her know. I mean, I've commented before. I'm like, this is why MLMs are so dangerous. Like, I've literally commented on things and the comments are still there. She hasn't deleted them. We're still friends. I really, really, really hope that one day she realizes and goes, you know what? I shouldn't have done this. And that she comes on the show and we're able to talk about it, to really have that conversation and to kind of close that loop and have a full circle moment. Because I followed her because I thought her content was great. And I still follow her because I'm not going to unfollow her for this.
I know who you're talking about. And it makes me kind of sad.
It makes me super sad. And I really hope that we can have a conversation about it. Because I do think that she is a good person. And I don't think that she's like, oh my God, I can make so much money off my followers. But again, we've had people on here before, like when we talked about Bella Fizz, she was like, no, I didn't want to recruit anybody. Those people went and found other people that were willing to recruit them and still joined Bella Fizz, whether they joined under her or not. even if this person, Winnie Sanderson, is saying, no, I don't want a team. I don't want to join. It's not going to negate anybody that figures out how to join and joins on their own with her link or whatever. And it's not going to negate anybody who really wants to join and find somebody else to join under. And I don't think a lot of people think about all of those ripples when you make a decision in an MLM and how many people it will affect. And I really, really hope, that's my hope again, and I know a lot of you guys know who I'm talking about, and I have no hate for her because I don't think she understands all of this at a level and nuance that we understand.
No, I loved her content too. It makes me sad. But I also think that the manipulation that comes in too is that, like, what about the people who were not following her before and come into this and think that she has the following that she has because of this? There is a line. I understand. You are not morally obligated to then, like, think about every possible outcome of the decision you make. Life would be exhausting if you had to think about things that way. But, like, I do feel like as a public figure of some sorts, like, you do. And that's on me too. I made similar choices. I did that. So I'm not saying she's a bad person, but I am saying, like, I do feel like you have an obligation to these people who look up to you. And it sucks that I took advantage of that. Well, somebody else also took advantage of me. I was just perpetuating the thing.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of people listening right now that feel the same way. Like, I know I'm not a bad person, but I got roped into something and I was convinced by people who I trusted that this was not bad, that this was good. Look how great this is. Look how many people you're helping. Look at all these people that are enjoying your life and getting jewelry that they love. It's good. But that's the surface level. It's superficial.
Well, and mine was always like, look how good these people feel about themselves. I'm over here putting makeup on people's faces and they're spending money that they probably don't even have. But, like, look how good they look. Okay, but, like, she couldn't buy lunch.
It's a vicious cycle.
That's the other thing, too, is they want you to place these giant orders to make yourself feel better. Because it's also feeding into that, like, you know, shopping sort of thing. So I think you push yourself even more. Like, well, I'll feel better if I just shop a little. So I think that happens on the lives of people.
Yeah. And now, like, there's these new, like, unicorn ones. Like, these unicorn jewelry that people have been tagging me. Look what they're doing now. And it's like, it's an MLM. They're going to always do this. There's always going to be a new thing, a new FOMO, a new convinced everybody needs this. There's always going to be something. And yes, it's like, that's why we got to talk to people. That's why we got to break things down, have conversations, talk about the difficult stuff. I think it's really important. And I want to say thank you for coming on and sharing more of this and having this really great conversation with me, because I think it's really, really needed. And so I appreciate you being so open to share your experience with Synagence.
Thanks for talking to me.
Of course. I really enjoyed this conversation.
I just kept waiting. Like, I, like, binged most everything and I was like, nobody's talking about this. I feel like if I had heard more, I might have done better. So I'll just talk louder. Maybe people will hear me.
That's a great point. If you're listening right now and you're like, Roberta hasn't really talked about this weird phenomenon that happens in MLM, or she hasn't talked about this company, although we do have quite a few companies we haven't talked about coming up. If you're listening and you're like, I really want to talk about this, just hit me up. Let's have the conversation, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to have conversations. We're here to heal. We're here to figure things out. We're here to have aha moments. I feel like I have aha moments almost every episode, and I've been doing this a long time. And so even being able to talk to somebody and hear something and go, oh my God, I never thought about it like that. It's really great. So quickly, before we hop into these rapid fire questions, what are you doing now? And where can we find you if we need to?
I actually run my own business now. I do cleaning, decluttering, and organizing. I typically work with pretty neuro spicy people. Most of my clients have, like, debilitating ADHD or other sort of things that make it hard for them to, like, maintain their houses. And so I build relationships with my clients and then just go in and tidy and clean and take care of their houses. And I have some of, like, the best clients. Like, literally, I'm so thankful for, like, the group of people that I've built, because, like, they truly, I feel like what I do now is helping people. And I love that, like, I am a positive addition to people's lives, and I can walk away going, I'm not taking advantage of people. So my company is called Lindsay Helps. And, like, I literally will just do anything. Like, if you need help, I'm going to do it, because people right now, companies just take advantage of people, especially people who are not in a position or really to understand how to stick up for themselves or whatever. So I have a lot of like older clients where I'll go and I'll be there when somebody is fixing their furnace or whatever, because last time somebody convinced them they needed an entirely new whatever and they just couldn't say no. Or I had a lady who had me come because the electrician had convinced her that she needed like a whole new panel and a whole new whatever. And like, she was going to have to drop like $7,000 on this when really she just needed like this one thing replaced. But like, the older people are just so easily convinced by someone in charge that something is what needs to be done. And so I'm done. I'm done letting people be taken advantage of. I'm going to be a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. I just want to be the person that you guys can call when you need help. And so like, I dog sit for one of my clients. I go and I pulled weeds this morning. Like, I will just, how can I help you? And so like, my whole goal in life is to just be better than I was. And I did, I learned a lot. I did learn a lot from that, even if it wasn't how to sell or run my business or any of that. Cause like, I definitely don't know how to run a business from them. But like, I learned a lot on who the person I want to be, the integrity I want to have in my business, the person, like, I don't want to take advantage of anybody. I want to not be that. And so I'm thankful that I was able to build this. I'm thankful that I have people who trusted me enough to let me build the business that I have. Unfortunately, I am a raging liberal and I am right now very, very loud. If you want to join me, I celebrate my sobriety. I am 3 years and 8 months free from alcohol. I have worked really hard to like rebuild. I was like no contact with my brother and we've worked really hard to like rebuild that. And so I talk about a lot of that stuff on there. And then like recently when I started your podcast, I was like, oh shit, I actually really do care about this too. So I've started like, I am more active, like commenting on things and like being a part of that sort of thing. But I don't even think I realized until I was listening to your podcast, like I listen to you while I work because like I am by myself for hours and hours and hours. So I might as well just listen to podcasts. And like, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, holy shit, that's me too. Like all the time. And I feel so ridiculous. Where you're like, it's the same. How is it the same? And so like, that has been helpful too, to help me like pick it apart in my head and not feel like, because I think for so long it was shameful because I felt manipulated and that I had manipulated. And so I just shut down. I blocked it out. I didn't even think about it for so long because like when I eventually was just done, like life kind of exploded in that moment. And so I think I just used that as an opportunity to be done. And so like my brain does this really good thing where I just shut off when trauma happens. And so I think it did a really good job of blocking it all out. And so then as I was listening to you, I was like, oh my God, fuck, shit. Like, how did I do this? We were so stupid.
Here comes Roberta cutting all the sutures open.
So I'm like, shit.
Like, have you talked about this pain yet?
But then like, there's a lot of things I had no idea about, like Amway, where I'm just like, yeah, that is just a business model that everybody apparently latched onto, that like let it take over your whole life or else. Like, get over it. I can't do that anymore. If anything ever was just like one product all over, I'd probably be like, nope, this must be a scam. I can't do it.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I'm so glad that you're sober and that you're living your best life and you've figured out your niche. And you know what? Being an anti-MLM advocate and activist 100% is leaving comments. Absolutely. You do not have to make content to be an advocate and an activist. You can leave comments, you can like things, you can share things, you can send episodes to your friends. All of this works. All of this has its place. Every single peg fits in every single hole the way that it's supposed to. Don't ever feel like you have to make content to be a part of this or even come on the show. You know, if you're like, I don't think I want to. You don't have to. There's so much room in this space for everybody and I absolutely love it. Okay, Lindsay.
We can rapid fire away.
Yeah, let's do this. Lindsay, give me one word that encompasses how you feel about multi-level marketing.
Manipulative.
Give me a piece of advice to somebody who wants to join an MLM like Synagens.
Figure out why you want to join before you do, because it's not going to fix any of those problems. And I would just implore you to just do research. Because honestly, if I had done like an iota of research about Synogens, I would never have joined if I would have known that I couldn't order anything or that their packaging was so outdated or all of the things. I just do research. There's so many. And honestly, back then there was a lot less information available, but there's so much information available right now. Like, talk to people, look it up, figure out why. And honestly, there is probably another way for you to make money. I started my business because during the pandemic, I just needed extra money. And I figured I could go in and clean people's houses while they were gone or working. And it worked. But like, there are ways to make money if you really need to make money. You don't have to spend money to make friends or to make money. And if it's because you need friends, like, there are so many other areas that you can make friends. And honestly, you don't need that many friends. Like, it's exhausting. Why I thought I needed like a group of 30 to be my friends is insane.
I have like 2 real life friends. They're like 2 people I talk to and hang out with, and everybody else is no.
And honestly, that is better. How much better do you feel mentally when you don't have to maintain dozens of relationships? Fake relationships that aren't even, they're based in nothing.
What is the worst MLM in your opinion?
I guess I would have to say Amway, and I probably wouldn't have said it until I listened to all of your episodes. But I think because like Synogens just was like health and beauty products that they made you have in your life. But like Amway is everything. Famous Amos cookies, are you kidding me? Like, that's nuts. So like, I feel like it has to be that. Like, and that feels like honestly, I'm surprised that Amway and Scientology haven't like partnered up. Like, that seems like the perfect match.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is the megahun of Scientology, so it does make sense.
Yes. He was at the Olympics.
Oh, God. Tom Cruise, stop. Just stop. Give me the hardest lesson that you learned in MLM.
The hardest lesson I learned was that none of those people really liked me. And don't believe the fake stuff. Like, it was... I'm so easily convinced by like fake love bombing, and I, not anymore, but I was so easily convinced by it. And it makes me real mad that I had to learn how to not like to read the signs. I don't really know. Like, it was so easy to be like convinced that they were, I don't know. That would be my, I guess.
Yeah. Nowadays I'm like, why are you being so nice to me?
Yeah, exactly. You must want something.
You're like, because I care about you. I'm like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. That's fine then. And finally, give me a positive takeaway from your time in Synogens.
I am definitely, I think that going on and making lives of yourself doing makeup and selling things to your friends and all that stuff really kind of makes you, I'm not so embarrassed by things anymore. And I'm pretty confident in who I am because nothing really bothers me. Because, like, it can't be that bad. Like, I'm not putting purple lipstick on my eyebrows and pretending it's cool. So, like...
Oh, Synogens, you're such a hot mess. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for the laughs and for just commiserating together and proving that all MLMs are the same. I really feel like every episode proves that a little bit more. And I really appreciate your contribution to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I feel like I sit there and I'm like, oh, I could say this. I could say this. And now I got to say it all.
Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And follow us on social media at Life After MLM Podcast or visit our website at lifeaftermlmpod.com. And don't forget to check out our Patreon for exclusive content and join the community on Discord. You can find all of the links to follow in our show notes. Life After MLM is produced by Roberta Blevins. Audio editing is done by the lovely Kayla Craven. Video editing by the indescribable RK Gold. And Michelle Carpenter is our triple emerald princess of robots. If you have a story about a cult, fraud, scam, or MLM and want to be on the show, please hit us up. We would love to help you tell your story and start your healing journey in life after MLM. See you next time, Hunts. Thank you.
Thank you.